So this new UN report, backed by UNICEF, which is kind of like they're a pretty unimpeachable organization. Basically, this is the quote: "One Palestinian child has been killed on average every day since the start of the quote-unquote ceasefire 8 months ago." Quote: "They were killed in their homes, in their schools, playing football, fishing. They were shot, bombed, and hit by airstrikes." Israel is, of course, as usual, calling this a blood libel and all lies, all terrible lies. But I mean, it's very disturbing. There's a lot of evidence that I mean, look, I believe the report. We know that there's been report after report after report about the Israelis intentionally, snipers intentionally shooting kids.
Yes.
There are a lot of kids in that population to begin with.
Yes.
But they're doing it on purpose, and it also draws the parents out so they can shoot them too. I'm at this point, the only thing that I find that there's the only light aspect to this is listening to the arguments of the Zionists who are still trying to defend this shit. I mean, it's indefensible. I mean, and yet, you yell in your all caps social media posts, but nobody is buying what you're selling anymore.
There's a train going on behind me, which is why I had my mic off. I'm sorry.
I love that sound, by the way. It's one of my favorite.
I'm glad you do. I'm
favorite in the world. Yeah. I love trains.
I prefer the prayers in the morning in the Muslim countries.
Oh,
And I
God.
got to be honest.
Oh,
I hated the prayers
it's
in the morning. In the morning.
amazing. Yeah.
Well, I loved at 8 o'clock, no issue. 12 o'clock, no issue. 5 o'clock, no issue. 4 in the morning. Whew, that's
Yeah,
rough.
no, it's, yeah.
4 in the morning is
It's like,
rough.
get up and pray, infidel assholes, come
Yeah,
now.
well, what you don't typically hear, right, is the tune-up. Like in churches, they have like the tuning of the band and everything else. At like 3:40, you get the tune-up where they're like getting their voices straight and everything else. And then at 4 are the melodic prayers and et cetera, et cetera. Me, who's
It's
typically getting to
boring.
bed at 4 a.m., it's but the rest of the day, I love it. The
I always
train
think
thing.
about when like right wingers say like, "Oh, what if radical Islam were to take over the United States?" I'm like, "Well, there'd be one advantage. We'd get the call to prayer every day, which would be
I
cool."
didn't mind the call to prayer. I actually liked it. It's so
Oh,
melodic,
it's
and
amazing.
it's almost like music of sorts. It was just the 4 a.m. part. The 4 a.m. part was just rough.
It's
This
absolutely
train
beautiful. Yeah.
comes at like 5:30 in the morning or 5 a.m. every morning, so it's a pain in the ass. Look, this is ritual murder, for lack of a better term. 75% of the people who were killed in Gaza have been women or children. So this calling it blood libel is nonsense. It's hundreds of thousands of people who've been murdered, the majority of which being women and kids, because as you point out, a large part of the population are women and children. From their point of view, this is, quote, mowing the lawn, unquote.
That's what they
And
call it.
honestly, if you were raised under this idea that the Muslims hate you, they all want to kill you, look at what happened in Auschwitz. Look at what happened in the other death camps. This will happen to you if so and so. Meaning you are raised and programmed to be a
And these
monster.
people were like, yeah, they're also raised to be told like that these people were aligned with the Nazis, the chief, what was his name? I have the official from chief Muslim official from Jerusalem traveled to Berlin and met with Hitler. That's true. That did happen.
Oh, it's the Mufti. It's the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem.
I mean, I guess my point is this is not shocking. I know to some people who are looking at this and think to themselves, "Oh my God, I can't believe they're killing all these kids." It's not shocking if you take into account how these people were effectively raised. The overwhelming majority of the population of Israel agrees with Netanyahu's position. Anytime you've seen protests, those protests were just about the prisoners, not about what Netanyahu was effectively doing. And again, the majority of the population saw the video where they sodomized an inmate, and 60% agreed that it was okay for Israelis to do this. Like we should really put into context what this society effectively is, and they are out of
Well,
their
it's
minds.
sick. I've got to think that at some point they're going to, the spell is going to break. It's kind of
How?
like if
How
you
do you
go,
denazify
if you go
Israel?
to, well, but yeah, they're going to denaz, they're going to have to be denazified. They'll be defeated. They'll be overrun. They'll be defeated. And then people will write memoirs like, "I grew up going to the kibbutz and I was propagandized and all my friends were like us." And then, I had one incident where I started to doubt, but I pushed it aside. They're all going to write these memoirs. They're all going to say, and then like the spell will break. And a lot of people will deny ever having felt this way. A lot of people who were Israelis in the former state of Israel are going to say, like, you know, I don't know what was wrong with us. It's like the white South Africans, a lot of the white Afrikaners are like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me back then. I think they genuinely believe it. They genuinely like think, it was a fever. I was propagandized, whatever. Now I can see the light.
Are they responsible for their actions?
Well, of course, everyone's responsible for their actions if they're undertaken freely, right? And well, they're undertaken freely.
The catch is freely. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking. Is it really freely if you were raised a particular way and programmed to act a particular way?
Once you become an adult, certainly, yeah. I think so. Once you become an adult, we're all propagandized. I mean, you know, everybody's propagandized. I was, you were, we all were. We went to schools. We were propagandized by our parents, by our families, by our jobs. And,
true, but this is very specific coding or very specific programming that is being dumped into them to get elicit a particular response. Meaning the response that the Israelis have is the exact response that the Israeli government wants them to have.
Right. And the media is very effective, and there's people who scientifically study how to spread propaganda. Look, your question's really important, Jamal. I mean, I guess the answer is yes, you are responsible. But, you know, are we going to identify those 60% that you mentioned who all think that, you know, ass raping innocent people is cool? Can we put them all in prison or in an insane asylum? Like, we can't because we don't have enough. We don't want to build prisons or insane asylums big enough to hold them. So, like, we're going to have to forgive them, right? And we're going to have to, you know, teach them and help them do better. But are they responsible for thinking that shit? Okay, this is where I'm on Team JT. I'm cold-hearted about this. I feel like if you're fucking stupid enough to let yourself be propagandized and you can't fucking think for yourself, Ted Rall doesn't have a lot of sympathy for you. Does Ted Rall want to send you to a gulag? No. Maybe to a re-education camp. But the point is, like, I hope you'll come back. I hope you'll fucking...
Yeah. If Ted Rall was born in Israel and Ted Rall was sent to the concentration camps at 4 and say, this is what's going to happen to you if the Muslims will take over or if you don't have a Jewish state. And then at 5, they do the same thing. And at 6, they bring you into Israel that have you mingling around and you could see, maybe they take you to the bodies of Israeli soldiers or something like that without context. Meaning, yeah. If they raise you this way from the time you were a child to the time you were 16, does Ted Rall think differently? I mean, the reason I'm asking this is because I think this is the operative question. I think people are also programmable entities. Like when McDonald's has this idea that if you get a child at like between 2 to 6, that you have them for the rest of their life, up to X amount of percentage. And if human beings are indeed that predictable, where programming lasts for years beyond the point of the programming, how do we define culpability in this context? That is a hard question for me. I don't have an answer for that, by the way.
I don't think it's ultimately answerable. I guess my point is that sort of, I think the Allies got it pretty right after World War II when they decided to concentrate on the big fish in terms of, punishment up to and including death and basically let the population in general off the hook. It's only later that they decided, like, you know, hey, we're running out of war criminals, so we'll go after, you know, a dude who was a low-level, you know, camp guard or something. Or they actually recently, right, convicted some chick who literally was a secretary at one of the death camps. All she did, I'm like, that's
like going, 90-something. Yeah.
That's going too far for me. But the point is, you do have to sort of say, there's culpability, but I guess more to the point, in the same way that when someone commits a crime, I want to redeem them. I'm not interested in punishment as much as I'm interested in seeing if we can like redeem this person and make them a useful member of society. I think the same thing with these people. It's like, you know, we've got to like, you know, depropagandize them. You have to de-Zionify them and like teach them that like equality is an important, you know, important ethic for human beings. And I think So I'd want to salvage them. That would be my main interest. Punishment doesn't generally interest me, and I don't think it's very effective. I don't think it's I think it's costly. You know, I don't know what it gets at. Which, by the way, segues nicely, and we should very quickly hit these three to our story about the Antifa thing.
By the way, I agree with you before you keep going.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. This is a Robbie question. So, Robbie, go ahead and pipe in. Robbie, $5 from Frank Field. Did you ever get to debate that Christian Zionist? If you did, I missed it. Be very quick, very quick. We've got 3 minutes left.
No, he ducked on me. So he has decided he does not want to spar with your favorite.
Oh, see.
Yeah, but,